Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and during our Help Wanted series, we've been talking about all parts of the interview process, from how to get them to how to ace them. Today, though, we want to give you a chance to turn the tables on those nerve-wracking interviewers and tell us about the strangest question that you've ever gotten during a job interview. So give us a call. We're just going to do this for a few minutes with your strangest question or your oddest experience out there in the job market, 212-433-4333. WNYC 433-9692. I mentioned the person earlier who said they were asked their sign, their astrological sign, like what, you only hire Geminis? As the calls are coming in, we've already gotten some responses in addition to that one on our Facebook page. Erica Muller was asked if she knew the words to Mr. Rogers' theme song and if she could sing it for them. Weird place, she wrote. Jen McGlashan said, I was asked to take off my shoes. What? Callers, have you gotten a question that was so odd that perhaps it turned you off from a job? Danielle on Long Island, you have a story?
Yes. I actually consider myself a pretty confident person in interview situations. However, I was once asked in interviewing for a teaching position what drink I would order if I were to go out with colleagues. And I think everybody else was just as uncomfortable with the question. Mm. And the principal actually continued further and asked me if I knew what a body shot was and if I would ever be coerced into doing one.
Oh, my God. Is that principal still working?
No, he actually was laid off. I'm not sure if it was relative to the question.
There you go.
It was quite uncomfortable.
If you were a mixed drink, what would you be? Danielle, thank you very much. We heard, here's another one on our Facebook page. Paula Orkin wrote, I was asked if I had a boyfriend. And Kai Archer Deers says, they knew I was single and asked me if I really knew what I was getting into if I took that job, since I'd have to be prepared that it would be impossible to find a girlfriend there in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. So are relationships fair game? Joan in Manhattan, what was the weirdest interview question you got asked?
I got asked if I was going to place an ad for myself for this job, what would I say in the ad?
How'd you answer?
I said something like, works best with dog at my feet, something silly, and she laughed and went on. I got the job.
Oh, that's good. Thanks. And did you bring your dog to work? Joan, thanks a lot. Loretta in Leonia, you're on WNYC.
Good morning.
Hi. What'd they ask you?
Well, I was on a job interview very many years ago, and they asked me to spell Schenectady.
Where was the job interview?
At Christmas Club Corporation in the old Pan Am building.
Oh, in Manhattan.
Yes.
And can you spell Schenectady?
S-C-H-E-N-E-C-T-A-D-Y.
Ta-da! Did you get the job?
I had a reason. I lived there for 9 years.
Thank you. Chris in Bayville, what did they ask you?
I went for a guitar teaching interview in Burnt Hills, New York, years ago. And the guy asked me if I could quickly improvise a bossa nova in D flat minor. And I told him no, but I could do it in C sharp, which if you're a musician, it's essentially kind of the same thing. So
pretty funny.
I thought it was very strange.
D flat, C sharp. Chris, thank you. Carolyn Dworn wrote on Facebook, I was asked to recite the Pledge of Allegiance in German. I did it. Hand on heart. Caroline says, was this an application for a translator job? Doesn't sound much like a McDonald's interview question. Chris in Locust Valley, what'd they ask you?
Hey, Brian, actually, I'm an employer that asks questions, and I get feedback from people all the time that this was a strange and unusual question that they've never been asked before. But I ask people how many gas stations there are in the U.S.
And why is that?
I'm interested to see how people will problem solve on the spot to see, you know, what their reaction is, how, you know, and I've had very random answers from I have no idea, how would I know that, to, you know, starting with how many zip codes there are and breaking it down, which was actually a pretty good answer.
So you're looking for somebody to go, well, let's see, gee, I don't know, maybe there are 1,000 per state, so maybe it's 50,000, or just to see some kind of process like that?
A process like a spur-of-the-moment, spontaneous process And, you know, somebody to guess who would just randomly guess, that's also not a good answer because I want to see, you know, a rational process.
Chris, how many radio stations are there in America?
Say again?
How many radio stations are there in America?
I don't know. I'd have to go through the same process. I'd say, you know, I like the zip code answer. So how many zip codes are there? There's probably, you know, 8 or 9 in most zip codes, and there's 10,000 zip codes. So, and that's probably a low number. I guess I'd then skew it higher because
yeah,
how many are there?
Well, I don't know the answer either, actually. I was just curious what kind of process you would undertake if I threw it back at you. Well, yeah, you did it okay. You started to, you know, look for some clues. I think in the New York area, which would be the biggest or about tied with L.A., there are about 30, something like that. And then there would be fewer in the smaller statistical population areas. So that's kind of, you know, a road to calculating it. But anyway, thank you. Very interesting story. Stella in New Brunswick, what'd they ask you?
Hi. Well, I was applying for a job out in Montana as a wildlife biologist, and they asked me if I came across a mountain lion with a broken leg and the surgery cost $500, how would I handle the situation?
And what was your answer?
And I just asked them what the policy was on wildlife rehabilitation and what the disease issues were and what other kind of things I should consider with regards to a mountain lion. Where would we keep this mountain lion?
Sounds like
and that turned out to be an okay answer because they wanted to make sure that we weren't making decisions based on our emotions versus based on what we could actually handle.
Yeah, it sounded like a thoughtful answer to me. Stella, thank you very much. Derek in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What was your interview question?
Thanks for taking my call. I interviewed for a major brokerage house on Wall Street, and the interviewer asked me, since black people don't have any money, who do you intend to sell to? Being a black man, it was a fairly offensive question.
I guess so. What did you do?
I answered the question. I got the job.
You answered the question how?
I told him, first I objected to the question. I indicated that there are a large black middle class and a number of upper class that I was aware of and involved with through my social service organizations, and that being a successful person in the IT marketplace, having been the number one salesperson for my company in my division, that most of my customers, in fact, were white.
There you go. And so you can tell somebody that something is an inappropriate question and still get the job.
Well, it was inappropriate. I just answered the question. I objected to the fact that black people don't have any money.
Yes.
By the answer.
Right. Derek, thank you very much. And again, listeners, if you are a black man or anyone else, if you're interested in blogging about your experiences, looking for work, go to our Help Wanted site through WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Unemployed black men especially encouraged for right now after the discussions that we were having earlier in the hour. And anyone else may also check it out and join in, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show for our Help Wanted Facebook community for job seekers. Everybody's welcome to join in on that. Share tips, start your own discussion thread, start your own blog there, in effect, or at least tell us that you'd like to do that at our Help Wanted Facebook community for job seekers. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. And by the way, our crack research staff immediately discovered that, at least as of 2004, the FCC had licensed 4,771 AM radio stations, 6,218 FM commercial stations, and another 2,497 non-commercial FM stations. And there you go, Chris and everybody else. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, a call-in for iPad early adopters. Were you out there at the Apple Store this weekend? If you bought an iPad, we want to hear your first day review. 212-433-WNYC. iPad buyers only. 212-433-9692. Call us up right now.